Welcome to Coach's Corner as we talk all things Olpe High School football with Coach Chris Schmidt. Coach, great to have you on the show as always. Hey, we're already in October already. It feels like the season really flies by.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, those first three weeks of preseason before games start, that's the most important things to a coach. I know the kids feel like that takes forever. But I tell them, I said, once games get started, fellas, it's going to fly. It flies by, and I always, enhance that with my seniors. Like, this is your last go-around. And I said, these games, they go so fast. So make sure that you, week by week, take it in because your season will be over before you know it.
And, Coach, your team is really picking up steam a little bit coming off a win last week, 35-7 against Waubunsee. What do you like about your team right now?
Well, that game kind of showed us, I think, what we've gotten better at from week one to week four. I thought going in, Waubunsee was a physical team, very similar to us in how they've been playing. And I thought we kind of controlled the line of scrimmage, especially early in the game, and kind of took control in the first half with it. We had two long drives right off the bat offensively, 6 minutes and 8 minute drives, so it kind of ate up a lot of clock of the first half, and we finished them off with touchdowns. And defensively, we're Simon Sound, get a defensive touchdown in the second quarter, and second half we were okay, but we weren't as good as we were the first half. But it was good to get off to a good start.
And Coach, it seems, at least on paper, offense pretty efficient as well. You got some weapons and guys like Eli Markowitz, who's having a great year as well. Braden is always dangerous. Can you talk about how your offense is flowing right now?
Well, it's kind of going like we thought, kind of controlling it on the ground. Again, we got, Eli obviously is probably leading us in yards, but Abbott Bailey's got a pretty good clip of yards too. And then Braden at quarterback and again, running him the football and throwing Colton Redeker, getting some carries and on coming kind of opposite of what those three do. So, again, starts up front. I think our line is doing a good job coming along as we hoped it would. And we got running backs that run hard. I feel like they're doing a good job in the hole. And when they have to get an extra yard to do, they are. And, Eli's been able to pop a couple, 30, 40-yard runs along the way. So, it's good to see.
All right, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your game this week. If I'm not mistaken, first, it's your homecoming game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a week where there's lots of activities going on. We have homecoming tonight. We also have an honor flight dinner for our honor flight program. We honor veterans tonight. So there's a lot of things happening. But I told the kids, I said, football, none of this would be possible without a football game. So, I want them to enjoy this week and have a good time. But when it comes to 5 o'clock, we got to be locked in for our football game.
And your opponent, if I'm not mistaken, is Maranatha. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's Maranatha Christian Academy. They're out of Kansas City area. They've been struggling a little bit. They do have a new coach. We went to their place last year, and they really were low on numbers. This Coach Freeman, I actually talked to him yesterday on the phone. Seems like a great guy. I think he's been around, done a lot of coaching in Missouri. Did some won two or three several championships over there. So he's come over. I think he's trying to bring this program, get them a new identity, and kind of start from scratch. And I think they're getting better probably every week they go out.
And when you watch huddle, when you look at the film, Coach, what do you see in them that could present a challenge this week?
Well, they got a couple kids. You let them get loose, they can go. They got some speed, and they can, go take it to the house. They run some similar sets to what we run. They run some I-backs, which not a whole bunch of people do I-backs anymore, but they do, and we do some of that too. So they run some of the same sets we do, and basically it looks like kind of the same plays. I don't know how they call them, but it's kind of off-tackle stuff. It's stuff up inside. And, they want to run the football, but then they play action off of that. We need to take care of ourselves and do the little things and be more consistent and not let them get off to a good start.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck in this week's game.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you very much.
That is Chris Schmidt, the head football coach over at Olpe. This has been the KVOE Coach's Corner at this hour. It has been brought to you this hour by Rich Door Company, Mel's Tire, and Citizen State Bank.